under pressure from an effective grassroots campaign opposing government approval of the proposed 1,700-mile-long Trans-Canada Keystone XL pipeline that would bring oil from Alberta, Canada's tar sands operations to U.S. Gulf Coast refineries in Texas, the Obama administration announced a 12- to 18-month delay in making a decision on the pipeline to allow further study of the project's environmental impact. The November 10th White House announcement followed a concerted effort by a large coalition of environmental groups to derail the project that included acts of nonviolent civil disobedience, resulting in over 1,200 arrests in September. Among the concerns of the U.S. and Canadian environmental groups organizing under the banner of Tar Sands Action was the greenhouse gas emissions of tar sands crude oil, which they maintain are 40% higher than conventional oil and threaten to accelerate global warming. There is also fear that oil spills from the pipeline as it crosses Nebraska's Sand Hills region could pollute an important underground aquifer there that supplies water to several states for farm irrigation and drinking water. While pipeline opponents applauded the Obama administration's delay of a decision until after the 2012 presidential election, TransCanada said they would propose a new route that avoided the Sand Hills aquifer and were confident of eventual approval. Your reporter spoke with Susan Casey Lefkowitz, director of the Natural Resources Defense Council's international program, part of the Tar Sands Action Coalition. She assesses oil industry pressure on the White House to approve the pipeline and how the delay could affect the government's final decision.
Tar sands oils is basically this very dirty form of oil that has much higher greenhouse gas emissions. But it's also symbolic of a type of oil that oil companies are going after more and more now that is more difficult to extract. And if we start going sort of to the ends of the earth to get this much dirtier form of oil, we're really not going to be able to fight climate change the way that we need to. And with people all over the United States raising concerns about this pipeline, the president made the right choice. And he said, you know, let's give this a fresh environmental review. Let's take all of these concerns of people from across America into account and take another hard look at whether this pipeline and this tar sands oil is in the national interest.
I've read recently that the TransCanada Pipeline Company is actually saying that it will reroute around a sensitive underground aquifer area in Nebraska, which was one of the reasons that there was some concern about the environmental impact. And the company says they're quite sure that if they do reroute, that the Obama administration will approve the project down the line. And it seems like this decision is being kicked down the road until after the presidential election.
Basically, the route of the pipeline, whether or not it goes through the Nebraska Sand Hills and the Ogallala Aquifer, which is the main source of fresh water for eight states in America's heartland, was one of the really critical issues at hand in the discussion and the concerns raised about this pipeline. But the other big area of concern is that of climate change. Climate change is real. Americans are feeling it every day in their lives now, seeing it in droughts and violent storms and unprecedented floods. And so what's important is that the Obama administration has made a commitment not just to look at alternative routes to the pipeline, but also to take another hard look at the environmental concerns, including climate change, in making a decision about whether this pipeline is in the nation's best interest or not.
Susan, how much pressure is there from the big oil companies and certain unions that are looking for the creation of thousands of jobs with this pipeline project? How much pressure is on the White House to, in the end, decide in favor of this pipeline?
Well, you know, I think that one reason why President Obama's decision to give a fresh environmental review to this pipeline was so courageous is that the pressure from big oil is enormous. Every major oil company in the world is sort of going after tar sands oil with this gold rush mentality. They don't really care what happens to the environment. What they care about is their bottom line and their profits. And you can see that in the type of destruction that extraction of tar sands brings. It basically, you're strip mining boreal forests and wetlands. You're fragmenting a wilderness that is, you know, a nesting site for migratory birds in order to both dig and sometimes heat and steam this very raw bitumen, it's called. It's kind of this raw tarry substance out of the earth so that eventually it can be turned into gasoline. And so what it really comes down to is enormous pressures on the president and on the State Department, I think, to move forward with the approval process. And that's exactly what they've taken a stand against doing, because they heard the concerns of the American people and they want to try to get this decision right.
This XL pipeline project is symbolic of a much larger issue, and that is moving away industrial societies across the planet from fossil fuels, which produce global warming, toward a more serious focus in funding for green and renewable energy sources. That's the objective, I'm sure, the long-range objective of your campaign. Do you have any hope that progress is being made on that front?
Well, you know, I think that there's a lot of progress being made in terms of building clean energy alternatives, especially for moving around, you know, for in terms of smart growth and public transit, in terms of getting renewable energy into the grid so that we can be using it to fuel our cars and our vehicles instead of depending so much on oil. But what's also really important, I've always found, as you push for the clean energy alternatives, is to be fighting the dirty energy. Because otherwise, you end up with oil companies who are working hard to undermine those clean energy options, which essentially are their competition.
That was Susan Casey Lefkowitz, director of the Natural Resources Defense Council's International Program. Find links to more information on the Keystone XL pipeline debate on our website at btlonline.org.